We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Hashem Yechem Yaakov Bevitach of Zaliyo. We are in Zvachim Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Before we begin to discuss Karbonos Chatos, the Chatos HaChitzonios, the Aro Chatos, we'll just give a little background to the structure of the Mizbeach itself. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the copper Mizbeach in the Azara, began on the bottom was what we know was known as the Yesod. We mentioned that. That's the base. The base was 32 Amos by 32 Amos, and the base was an amma high. Above that was the middle section of the, which was 5 amos high, and that was 30 by 30 amos. That's the middle section. And on the top of the middle section, there was an area to walk known as the sovev, which literally means to go around. And the Kohen was able to walk around the Mizbeach and sprinkle the blood but while standing on the sovev, even though he wasn't at the top of the Mizbeach. Then in that section, so once again, was 30 by 30 amos. And then the highest section, the top section, was 28 by 28 amos, which at a height of 3 amos. That was the Mizbeach itself. And even on top of that were these four horns on the four corners, which were necessary, which were an amma by an amma as a height of an amma as well. And that's where the Karbon HaChatos specifically had the blood sprinkled. So altogether, Mizbeach was 10 amos high. You had 1 amma, which was the Yesod, 5 amos, which was the Sovev, 3 amos, which was the Mizbeach, which on top of the Mizbeach was where they had the fire, they burned the Emurim of the Karbonos, and then 1 amma more, which were the horns, the four corners, which now it gives us 10 amos all the way in height, starting from the Yesod. We've also mentioned the Chud HaSikra, which meant halfway up, which was 4 amos from the Yesod or 5 amos from the ground, is where there was a red line that went around the entire Mizbeach. That itself was a width of a Tefach. The Chud HaSikra, to distinguish between certain Karbonos, where the blood was sprinkled below the Chud HaSikra and above the Chud HaSikra. On the south side of the Mizbeach was the Kevesh, was the ramp. The ramp was 32 amos in its slope. Its width was 16 amos. And there were two smaller ramps on either side, one on the right, which was the east, where the Kohen would go up that little ramp to get to the Sovev. Remember, the ramp, the Sovev, was only halfway up the Mizbeach. So you needed a smaller ramp, a shorter ramp, that got you to halfway up the Mizbeach. The other ramp, the Kevesh, the larger one, brought you all the way to the top of the Mizbeach. And there was another smaller ramp, which was on the left side, which is where we went down from the Sovev. He went up on the smaller ramp to get up to the Sovev section, and then he walked around the Mizbeach and came down on the other side. We've also mentioned that the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach, it was not exactly even. On the west side, you could see a full amma sticking out from underneath the Mizbeach, and that was true on the north side as well. So you had this L of an amma sticking out as the base of the Mizbeach, but you did not see that taking up the entire space on the south side or on the east side. On the south side and the east side, there was just one amma, a little bit that stuck out, and that was it. From the western side towards the south, there was one little amma of the base that stuck out, but the rest of the southern side had nothing sticking out, no base sticking out. And on the northern side, it wrapped around one amma towards the east. So the east had one little amma of the Yesod sticking out, but the rest of the east was clear, and there was no Yesod sticking out at all. Now, the Keren Deromis Ma'aravis, or Ma'aravis Deromis, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach was significant for two important things, maybe more, but two things we're going to discuss now, which have to do with little holes that were either at the top of the Mizbeach, all the way on top on that corner, or all the way below on the Yesod that stuck out. So the two holes that you found at the top of the Mizbeach were for the purposes of the Denisach HaYayin of every day, where you pour the wine libation, the wine that was poured down in this hole in the Mizbeach, and then went all the way down to the bottom of the Mizbeach and into the ground. And another hole, which was for the Nisach HaMayim, the pouring of the water, which took place in addition to the Nisach HaYayin on the 7 days of Sukkot. They would pour water down that second hole. There were two other holes that were at the bottom of the Mizbeach at that Keren Maravis Dromis, the southwestern corner, which were holes on the Yesod. We mentioned that Yesod, the base, stuck out an Amma from underneath the Mizbeach. There were two holes. One was towards the west, was actually on the western side. It's right at the corner of that southwestern corner. One little hole was on the west side of that corner, and the other was on the south side of that corner. The Keren, the hole that was on the Keren Ma'aravis, on the Yesod Ma'aravis, what we'll call the base of the Mizbeach on the western side, and one that was on the Yesod Jeromis, which was on the southern side, very close to each other, but what was on either side of that corner? One was on the south side. We said the south side did not have much of the base sticking out at all, just an amma worth, which was sticking out. The west side had the whole side had the base, the Yesod sticking out. But these little holes were right at that corner, one towards on the western side, one on the southern side, which were important for the pouring of the blood, the Shiarei Hadam, the leftover of the blood, which mentioned a little bit in the past. So let's begin the Mishnah. Chatos HaTzibur VaHayochid. So Mishnah is going to discuss the Karbonos Chatos, which are communal Karbonos Chatos, and Yochid, the personal Karbonos Chatos. So the Mishnah, we have to distinguish between, we've been discussing sin offerings in the last two Mishnahs. The previous Mishnah were Chatos, we spoke of the Par Helem Nevashel Tzibur, that's a sin offering, and the Par Kohen Mashiach, that's a sin offering. So the difference is, and we have names for them, the previous Mishnah known as the Chatos HaPnimios. Why do they call the inner sin offerings? Because the blood was sprinkled on, in the inner section, in the Heichal, on the Paroches, on the Mizbeach HaZav. But this, the blood is going to be sprinkled on the outer side, like most Karbanos. So these are known as the Chatos HaChitzonios. Most Chatos are Chatos HaChitzonios. And where the Mishnah, although at the outset, says these are the Karbanos Chatos, Tzibur, communal, and Yochid, and personal, like the classic sin offering for someone who ate chalev b'shogeg, was bo'el anida b'shogeg, ate chametz ha-pesach on shogeg, was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, etc. That famous karban chatos where there's a chiv kares, if you did it b'mezi, you didn't come a chatos b'shogeg, the Mishnah is not going to discuss any of the details of that. And the simple reason why it does not is because, and it just focuses on chatos ha-tzibur, is because it becomes obvious that the basic sprinkling is going to be the same between the chatos HaTzibur and the Chatos HaYachid. So although the Mishnah begins, Chatos HaTzibur VaHayachid, the communal and individual Karbanos Chatos, Elu Hein Chatos HaTzibur, then that's all we discuss. These are the communal Karbanos Chatos. So number one is Se'irei Roshei Chadashim V'Shel Moados. Are the Se'irim, the goats that are brought, the goats for Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, or the goats of Musaf of the Moadim. These are all sin offerings that are brought. And the Mishnah, beginning of Shavuos, we learn, are for various violations of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, for the communal violation of not being, of disgracing the Mikdash, of being careless in the Mesa Mikdash when we eat Karbanos. So the Mishnah here says, Shechidasan Matzathon. So first of all, we know this already. This was slaughtered in the north. And as we mentioned, then when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash from the east, you see your Mizbeach on the left, which is in the south. And there, very south, of course, is the ramp. And that's how you're going up to the Mizbeach. So and on the northern side on your right is where, to the right of the Mizbeach, to the north of the Mizbeach, where, which was in the south, you're going to do the Shechita. And so the slaughtering as well of Chatos as Chachitzonos is, as we mentioned, these are the outer Chatos. We said you have to slaughter the other Karbanos Chatos as well in the north. The Kibul Daman Bechli Shareis Batzafon. And the same as the Chatos HaPnimios, the inner Chatos, the Chatos HaChitzonios, the outer ones as well. You're Mekabel Adam, you receive the blood in a Kli Shareis, in a service vessel, also in the north. The Daman Ton, but here's the difference. The sprinkling is, as we mentioned, as we move to less severe Karbanos, or less severe sins, we now have fewer sprinkling. Where the Daman Ta'un, the blood requires Arba Matanos Alaba Kronos. Four applications, four sprinkling on the four horns of the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah explains how this is done. Ketzad, how would the Kohen do this? Olav HaKevesh, he would go up the ramp. Ufana lasovev. So now we know what these things are. He'd go up the ramp, but he didn't go all the way up to the top of the ramp, because he's not going to the top of the Mizbeach to place the Emurim, to burn them on the Mizbeach right now. He's just doing the Zriyakas Hadam. So he goes up the Kevesh, but part of the way up, he then moves over to the smaller Kevesh, which gets him to the Sovev, which is only halfway up the Mizbeach, a section stuck out for him to be able to walk around the Mizbeach. So Ufana lasovev. So after he walks up part of the larger Kevesh ramp, and now he walks up the smaller Kevesh, he's now on the Sovev, Uvolo Lekeren Dromis Mizrachis. So now, if he's going to sprinkle the blood on all four horns, all four corners, so we have to see, we're just going to go around in a circle. So where is he standing first? Well, if he walked up the Kevesh, which we know is in the south, and now he's going to his right, because we always go to our right, Kolpino Shatapone Loyhu Eloyamin. We always have to turn right. So if he's turning right and he's going up the ramp, which was in the south, so the first corner he comes to is the southeastern corner. Uvalo Lekern Dromis Mizrachis, the southeastern corner. And then he's going to place the blood on that Keren, on that horn, place it on top and spread the blood down the corner, that horn that sticks out of the Mizbeach. And then Mizrachis Tzfonis, then he moves forward and he ends up in the northeastern corner, because he's moving northward. Remember, the Mizbeach was in the south, so he's going forward, he's going north, puts the blood on that corner. Then Tzfonis Maravis, then he comes around and he has, he's at the northwestern corner, puts blood on that horn that's sticking out, and then Ma'aravis Dromis, which is the southwestern corner, and he basically just made a full circle. He's pretty much back to the ramp section. So now there's maybe leftover blood, Shirei Hadam, whatever is left in the Kli Shoris from the blood. What should he do? Hayashofech Ayesod Dromi. He would pour that down that little hole, which was on the Yesod, which was in the south. Now, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, when we spoke about the other Kabaros Chatos, the Chatos HaPnimios, we mentioned that the blood is sprinkled, the extra blood, rather, is poured down the Yesod Ma'aravi. So now we remind ourselves of what that was. The Yesod, as we said, went across, stuck out the whole western side, and only an Amma onto the southern side. And there were two holes in the Yesod, in that base. So from the previous Mishnayos, we were pouring the leftover blood down on the western side of that corner. Now we're pouring it down in that little hole on the south side of that corner. Very close to each other, but on a different sides of that corner, of that southwestern corner. So this is on the Yesod Dromi, the south one. Why the difference in where we sprinkled the blood? So the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel Masech HaZvachim learns it from the following. It says, "Veskol dam hapar yishpoch el yesod mizbach ha'ola asher pesach ol moed." This is a reference to the par from the previous Mishnayos, when we spoke about the par Kohen Mashiach and the par Elam Deb of Shel Tzibor. Where do you pour that blood? You pour the blood asher pesach ol moed, down the leftover blood, rather, the Yishirei Adam, at the hole on the Yesod that's closest to where you sprinkled. So where'd you sprinkle the blood there? You sprinkled it in the Heichal. When you come out of the Heichal and you're now coming towards the Mizbeach, which of those two holes are closer? The western one or the southern one? The answer is the western one, because you were just in the Heichal. So you're coming from the west. So that would be the hole you would get to first. Of course, you know, an inch next to it, around the corner right there, is the southern one. But nonetheless, the western one is the closer one. When it comes to the Karban Chatas, so we learn the same idea. You pour it down the one you're closest to. Well, the Kohen just made a full Sivuv, and now the one that's closest to him is in fact the southern one. That's where he ends. So therefore, he's going to pour it down the little hole, the left extra blood, down the southern hole. Then the Mishnah says, what about eating? So that was all the Zrika. V'ne'acholin, so the previous Mishnayos, you didn't eat any of the Karbanos. The par, all of that was burnt, as we said in the Beis Hadesh, Kiddushin outside the outside Yerushalayim. But these carbonos, a classic carbon chatas, is eaten only by Kohanim, and that's when Mishnah is coming to teach us. V'ne'echalin, the meat, the flesh of the carbon chatas, are eaten lifnim and hakloim, within the curtains. Now, the curtains were in the Mishkan, but in the Beis HaMikdash, instead of having curtains, we had walls. There was what we call min hachoma, within the walls of the Azara itself. So they has to be eaten within the Azara, cannot be eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. Lizikrei kuhuna, who can eat it? Not everybody, just Kohanim who are male, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Vav, Kol Zachar BaKohanim Yochalo Sa Kodesh Kodashim Hi. How is the food to be prepared, roasted, cooked? So Mishnah says B'chol Ma'achal, it can be roasted or cooked, as opposed to, let's say, the Karma Pesach, which we know we'll learn at the end of the parak, could only be roasted. L'yom V'alayla, how long does the Kohen have to eat from it on the day of the Shechita itself, that day, Valayla, and the night that follows, and that's it. Ad Chatzos. And you only have till Chatzos of that night, not the full night. This is derived from Vayikra Zayin, where the pasuk says, Uvesar Zevach Todas Shlomov, Biyom Korbano Ye'achel. So this is the Korban Toda, but this applies to most karbanos, lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. Don't leave until the morning. And in brachos, we may be familiar with the first Mishnah of Asechas Brachos, where the Mishnah says, v'chol ha'ne'acholin l'yom v'chod, mitzvah sanat she'yelam an ha'shachar. Any karban that's to be eaten for one day, that day and the night that follows, the mitzvah is you can really eat from it until dawn of the next morning. Ah, im kein lam amru chachamim ad chatzos. So why do the chachamim say you only have till chatzos? As our Mishnah says here, and the Mishnah says in Brachos, in order to distance a person from Avera, if it comes morning and you delay till morning and you eat it then, that's no sir and Yechayiv Kares. So therefore, to avoid that problem, we have you till only eat until Chatzos. And the Mishnah in Brachos, of course, is speaking about Kriyashma. Although Kriyashma of night, we really should be able to say until Alus HaShachar of the next morning. Nonetheless, the Chachamim say, you only have till Chatzos, Kedei Laharachik Es Adam Min HaAvera. Perek Hey Mishnah Dalit, we speak about the Korban Ola. Ha'ola Kodshei Kodashim. So the Ola is considered Kodshei Kodashim, and the Mishnah has to tell us this. Even though the Torah writes when it comes to Chatas and Asham Kodesh Kodashim, nonetheless, the Torah doesn't tell you what Ola is. How do I know it's Kodesh Kodashim? Because in so many ways, it's like the Korban Chatas and Asham. In terms of the Kabbalah Sadam and where you have to do the Shechita, so the assumption is that it therefore has the status of Kodshei Kodashim, and if the meat, the flesh of the animal is taken outside of the Azara, it becomes disqualified, as opposed to Kodashim Kalim, only disqualified outside the city of Yerushalayim. So, Ola Korban Ola is Kodesh Kodshei Kodashim. And therefore, Shechita Sabatzafon, it's shechted in the north. Well, we should say it's actually the opposite. Because it's shechted in the north, you have to shecht in the north, and give him a kabbal the dam in the north. That's how I know it's Kodesh Kodashim. How do I know it's done in the north? Because the Torah says, in Vayikra Aleph, v'shachado, so this is reference to the Korban Ola. Al yerech ha'mizbeach tzafona. The Kibul Doma B'chlish Eretz Batzafon, Mishnah says, Kabbalah Sadam is also is received in the north. V'doma to'un shtei matanos shehein arba. So here, it's not like the Korban Chatas where the blood needs arba matanos, four applications of blood on the four horns that stick out of the Mizbeach. You're not sprinkling the blood on the horns of the Mizbeach, but rather on the walls of the Mizbeach, which we say are two applications which end up being four, which we mentioned in the past, where you hit actual four sides as you throw the blood on the Kohen throws the blood on the corner. The pasuk says when it comes to Ola, Vizarku es hadam al hamizbeach saviv, and Toras Kohanim derives the following. It says Vizarku, they the Kohanim should sprinkle the blood. Sounds like he could do it one time. Yachol zvika achas. Tamalamar saviv. Oh, no, can't be once, because it says saviv, you have to go around the whole mizbeach. E saviv, yachol yakifenu kichut. Well, saviv may sound like, okay, I have to take the blood and make a whole line of blood around the whole, well, the entire mizbeach. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. Tamalamar vizarku says, no, you don't do that. You're supposed to throw it. You're supposed to toss it. So, hey, Kesad, how do I fulfill both on the one hand vizarku, where you're tossing the blood, and yet saviv, it's going to cover the surround the Mizbeach? So the answer is, Shtei Matanos Shein Arba. Two applications that are four. What does the Kohen do? He stands on the floor of, now he doesn't go up to the Sovev. The Sovev, he went up to, in order to, he halfway up the Mizbeach on that little ledge, so he could put blood on the horns on top of the Mizbeach. But here, to hit the side of the Mizbeach, he can stand on the floor. So what does he do? He sprinkles the blood below the Chud HaSikra, one Matana, one application in the northeastern corner, and one Matana, another Matana in the southwestern corner. Now, what that would mean is that the Kohen does, let's say you were, imagine you're right next to the ramp. That first corner to the right of the ramp, you don't sprinkle anything. He walks up to the second corner, and that is the, that's the north, that's the northeastern corner. And in that northeastern corner, he throws the blood, and it's going to hit both sides. It's going to hit the north side, it'll hit the east side. Then he walks and skips the next corner. The northwestern corner he skips. And then he goes to the final corner, which is right next to the kevesh, right next to the ramp on the other side, which is the southwestern corner. And in the southwestern corner, he sprinkles the blood, he applies the blood again, and now I end up having blood on all four sides of the Mizbeach. That's the Shtei Matanos, two applications, Shein Arba, which end up spreading on all four walls of the Mizbeach. Not the entire wall, but it does hit all four walls of the Mizbeach. Now, why these two corners and not the other two corners? Maybe you should start sprinkling the blood at the first corner to the right of the ramp. Why are you skipping that and going to the next one? So the answer is because you want to sprinkle the blood connected how you sewed. Remember, the yesod only went across, well, only stuck out completely on the west side and on the north side. So therefore, if we would sprinkle on that first corner, it would not be connected how you sewed. And therefore, we want to sprinkle on the second corner you get to and the fourth corner you get to, and that way the blood sprinkling will have been done connected opposite the yesod. That's what the Gemara says on Afnun. Aleph. Then the Mishnah says, Utuna Hefshet Vinituach. Remember, this is a carbon Ola, which means it completely goes up, complete whole carbon ascends to Hashem. It's Kulo Kalil, it's completely burnt, so there's no eating going on here. So what would we do afterwards? So Hefshet means they would flay, remove the skin. Nituach, which is to cut up, which the Mishnayis, we have in Seder Kachim, Seder Tamid, and other places discuss how exactly they would cut everything up, the carbon itself, so that's Nituach, and then V'chalil Lo'ishim, and then all those pieces that were cut up, which includes the meat, and the chalev, the fat, were mocked to they burnt on the Mizbeach, as it says, V'aruchu b'nei Aharon HaKohanim Es HaNesachim, this is the beginning of Vayikra, Es HaRosh V'es HaPader, what would they do with the head, and every other part of the animal, Al HaYitzim Asher Al HaEsh Asher Al HaMizbeach, V'kirbo U'chra V'chatz B'mayim, the cry of the inside, and the legs, they would rinse in water, and that as well, V'hiktir HaKohen Es HaKol HaMizbecha. The skin was the only thing that was not placed on Mizbeach, that was given to the Kohanim. Although the Mishnah doesn't say so, there doesn't mention, what about the Shiarei HaDam, the leftover blood? So the leftover blood follows the rules of the Korban Chatas. Just like Korban Chatas was poured down the little hole on the south part of the Yesod, not the west part of the Yesod, like the Chatos HaPnimios, so to the Korban Olos also on the Yesod Jeromi, the south part of the Yesod, that's where they poured the extra blood.